Eileen, we were notified by workers in the social services department that they were so short-staffed and overwhelmed that supervisors instructed them to basically rubber stamp people who were applying again to receive temporary assistance, that they were not checking documentation to see if these people were in fact eligible for benefits. So we launched an immediate audit of the Department of Social Services, specifically temporary assistance. We asked the Department of Social Services to look at the records and look at the files. We were denied. They said the documents were so confidential in nature that our auditors could not look at them. Now, I'll repeat that. We were told by Social Services that the records were so confidential that we could not look at them for privacy reasons. Yet, part of our audit found out, looking at security measures, they were taking the same records that we supposedly could not look at and dumping them in open boxes, open bins, and then taking them to the loading dock where anyone had access to them. We found out by looking at the controls and safety measures that Erie County, unfortunately, opened up citizens to the perils of identity theft. These documents include birth certificates, payroll records, bank records, medical records, passports. Unfortunately, this is an identity thief's dream.
And you refer to it as mind-blowing.
It is mind-blowing, the fact that the Department of Social Services said that we could not look at these records because they supposedly were so private in nature, yet they were brazenly and haphazardly dumping them in open boxes in the garbage that were eventually taken to a loading dock that is open to the public. It's really unfortunate. You know, I'm here to protect taxpayers, and I'm glad that throughout the course of our audit that this was identified and supposedly corrected. That's exactly what our job is to do, to be a watchdog and make sure we're a good check and balance of what's going on here at the Rath Building. And again, through the course of our audit, we identified it, it was corrected, and now we believe that this may have been going on for years. So we're waiting on the administration to see how and when they are going to report this to the state of New York and federal government about this serious privacy and security breach. The law is clear. It is the administration's responsibility to notify the state of New York and federal government about this security breach that leaves our county residents open to the possibility of having their identity stolen. Now, it's unbelievable that workers would just be haphazardly dumping these private documents, most sensitive of documents to our Erie County residents, and just throwing them in the trash, not shredded. And that's another important distinction to make here, Eileen. Not only were these highly confidential documents being placed haphazardly in the garbage, they were not even shredded.
What has the head of social services said to you about this?
They keep fighting us tooth and nail. Every brick wall they put up to our auditors, we're either knocking them down or going around it. And the administration reached out to us in a letter and a correspondence and basically admitted, yes, there were mistakes made. And so we appreciate the fact and actually commend them. You know, the issue was identified and it was fixed. That's great. But now the administration has to answer, why has this been going on for not only months, but years?
Are you worried that this is just the tip of the iceberg and perhaps other departments have handled things poorly as well as you continue your audits and to investigate into these situations?
I'll give you an example of my own department. It's very rare that we run into confidential documents that has personal information on it. But we have a locked, secured tote in our office. And I have previously instructed my staff, if you have a small volume of documentation, shred it and put it in the locked bin. Better safe than sorry. The administration did recently send out an email to all department heads, the fact that they have to get secured totes for their confidential documentation. Unfortunately, it appears as though this should have happened months and years ago, not just within the past few weeks.
And you said, of course, they weren't shredded. What is the policy for the county? Should these offices be shredding their documents?
Well, now because of our audit that this was brought to light, it has been corrected according to the administration that they instructed all departments to pick up these secured locked bins so that records are disposed of to protect taxpayers. It does not appear as though an official policy about this was put in place as long as I've been controller, and it appears as though there's been no security measures in place going back many years. And if they are in place, they obviously weren't being followed.
Controller Mihailu, thank you so much. We appreciate the information.
You're very welcome. Take care.